This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump suggests the impeachment probe is why he did not talk to top lawmakers before Saturday in the raid on Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The president did give a heads up to Russia and other nations with forces in the region, but kept Congress's leaders in the dark.
I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
Schiff also chairs the House Intelligence Committee, which is playing a central role in the impeachment probe. Speaking to reporters this morning, Schiff did not mention the operation, but did knock the White House for trying to keep another witness from testifying in the probe.
We go forward. Now armed with additional evidence of obstruction.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is planning a vote on Thursday to formalize the impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Speaker Pelosi, in a letter to House members, says the vote's being taken to eliminate any doubt about the process, since the Trump administration's trying to block witnesses and withhold documents. The Constitution doesn't require a vote to begin impeachment, but President Trump says that's why he's not cooperating. The White House also says the evidence gathered so far is irreversibly illegitimate. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is appealing a judge's order that it produce for Congress secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Afghan officials say that Afghan and Pakistani forces engaged in cross-border clashes for a second day on Monday. The latest violence came hours after Pakistani mortar and rocket fire killed three Afghan women in eastern Kunar province. That fighting first broke out Sunday afternoon when Afghan forces and local militiamen tried to stop Pakistani forces from allegedly establishing a military installation along the disputed border. This is